MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Ian Anderson, portfolio manager at Merchant West Investments. Ian, appreciate the time. The SA REIT October monthly chart book is out. I got to say, after 2024, where we did what, almost 36% in the REIT sector, October 10.8%, up 26% for the year. The REITs are continuing to tear ahead. I mean, I hold some, are quite happy with it, but it is phenomenal return for a sector that's had a tough couple of years in the lead up to this.
Absolutely, Simon. And I think the important thing now is we're starting to see real institutional investor support for the sector. It came through in the volumes that were traded, the fact that Vukile was able to raise 2.65 billion rand in an accelerated book build. Mm-hmm. You know, the momentum that was building earlier in the year has now really gone into overdrive. And you know, even though I've been very positive on the sector, I would not have expected, you know, to do almost 11% in a month, especially after what you said, after last year and the start that we had this year as well.
The thing is, I mean, there's a bunch of drivers to it, but underpinning it is ultimately its earnings, its distributions. I mean, yes, we're getting a closing of that discount to NAV and the like, but this isn't sort of frothy excess as we were seeing a decade ago. This is based on fundamentals to a fair degree.
Absolutely. This year, certainly. So last year, I think it was all about, you know, reducing those very large discounts to net asset value as people got a bit more optimistic about the prospects for the sector. But this year, it's absolutely been about an improving fundamental backdrop. And a lot of it's driven by declining interest rates and lower borrowing costs. But we have seen very little new supply coming on stream. It means that, you know, market rentals are starting to grow now. Yeah. There's not the same big reversions, other rental reversions, other than maybe in one or two office nodes. And we saw it in, you know, sort of the redefined numbers and that. But by and large, most of the property sectors in South Africa are delivering good net property income growth. And it's coming through and it's going down to the bottom line. You know, Octodec is the last company, and I didn't make mention of it in the SA REIT chart book, but Octodec is the latest company to come out with a very positive trading statement.
It is. And you mentioned the lower rates. That obviously helps. And we saw that in the redefined results, and I chatted with them, what it was, last week. And they've obviously got European debt as well, so there's a blended. But as those come down, if you're sitting on an LTV of, I don't know, 35-40%, it does have a good impact on your earnings.
Absolutely. And the other thing that it does do is it provides you the opportunity to start growing externally. And we've seen so many companies announce acquisitions, not big acquisitions at this stage, they're smaller acquisitions, you know, a few hundred million rand, but they're able to fund these with a cost of capital of somewhere between 8.5% and 9%. That's a blend between the debt and equity. And some of these properties are being bought on yields of 10% and above. So there is this opportunity for external growth, which the sector just has not had in the last 5 or 6 years. And investors are getting excited about that.
In terms of asset allocation, do lower South African government bond yields also help? Because that's often where the comparison is. And we've seen that coming down over the course of the year, which then kind of turns some attention to the REITs as well for that yield.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think October was about that too. So the fact that we've seen bond yields drop almost 300 basis points in the last year has been very positive for REITs. Obviously, it's a competing asset class for investors. The yields there are below 9% on average, which is more or less where the listed property sector finds itself today. But the big difference is the fact that that income from the property sector is now going to grow at around 6, 7 or 8%. And that makes them attractive relative to the bond market. So even though the yields are more or less the same, it's the growing income from property that appeals to investors.
That's absolutely it. I mean, you get that yield. If you're buying an 8% yield this year, you're hoping that that's going to increase year after year. And that's a big part of the attraction of the space over a bond, where, as you say, you're in for that yield until duration.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
If we look forward, and I'm not asking you to predict the future, because I think if I'd said to you, are we going to do 26.4% year to date end of October, you would have thought I was a little bit crazy. But it comes to the earlier point. We're not looking at a sector that is overpriced. We're still discounting net asset value. This isn't a expensive sector. This isn't something, you know, that, you know, this isn't AI where the valuations are crazy. Valuations are probably around fair.
Yeah, I think so. And that's why, you know, if you are thinking about future returns, it's probably just going to be the yield and whatever growth these companies are able to achieve. And so if you say, let's say the average yield is around 8 or 9%, and then you add a 6 or 7% growth rate to that, you're still looking at sort of mid double digit returns, which is very, very good. You know, and I think if the companies had suddenly started to trade at big premiums to net asset value, I'd be a lot more concerned about where the valuations are. But at the moment, as I said, last year was all about just unwinding those big discounts. Mm-hmm. This year has been about those growing incomes. And almost every company without fail has recently upgraded their guidance. And as I mentioned, Octodec was the last one to do it. In fact, Octodec, you're getting a double-digit yield. So the yield is in excess of 10% on a 75% payout ratio, growing at 7-9%. You don't get that. You don't find that anywhere else in the market.
Yeah.
And so that's where the attraction lies. It's the fact that you get that high yield, but importantly, you're also getting that growing income. I'm not expecting more re-rating. So yes, we may go to slightly lower discounts to net asset value, but that's definitely not going to be the major driver of returns into the future. It's going to be income yield plus income growth.
Yeah, some growth, some yield, and that's going to give you some nice return, which is what we look for when we are looking at REITs. We'll leave it there. Ian Anderson, Portfolio Manager at Merchant West Investments, and we're chatting the SA REIT October monthly chart book. Ian, appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.